The South will rise again, y'all.
Good.
Oh my God. That's my Southern guy.
The following is a message from the Dire Weasels podcast.
Hello, listener. You may remember me from the introduction in front of episode one. I'm John, the DM, and I just wanted to take a little time to say that because the first two episodes were recorded in one session and there were definitely drinks being had, things get a little bit slurry and perhaps incomprehensible towards the end of this episode. Also, we were all recording into a single file, so the audio gets a bit jumbled here or there, but there's still lots of funny stuff happening in there, and I hope y'all enjoy it quite a bit. So thanks, everybody, and once again, see you next week.
Have any of us given the others our names?
No, we haven't introduced anyone.
No, Norval introduced himself.
Do that on the walk.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so can we just assume we all know each other's names now?
Yeah, like if you want to introduce yourself in a specific way, feel free. But if not, we'll just assume it's happening.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask them if they've heard the good word of Cornelon.
That's Gerbo's only response, Nicolair.
Norval's alive. I have not, but you can tell me.
Oh my God,
dude! And I will do that. In
roll a religion check to convert him.
Excruciating detail.
Frederick can't hear you over the sound of his organ scraping against the cobbles. So
that's fine. I'm talking to Norval anyway.
Oh, Norval is listening intently.
You're talking as just you walk, right?
Yeah, naturally, yeah.
We're heading
absolutely
west.
Okay. All about like the greatness of Cornelon and how,
really quick.
You know, he needs to be ready for the harvest.
I don't know about your Cornelon God. It is not Veyron, though. He does not matter.
Excuse me, heathen?
No, excuse me! You cannot speak to me like that!
You just told me that my God doesn't matter.
He does not.
I feel like I'm a fucking fanatic, and I want to shield check this bitch right now.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and interject for a moment and ask you guys to roll initiative.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Just these two?
Yeah,
okay.
Are all of us a part of this then?
Yes.
Everyone's rolling initiative?
Okay. Yeah, I'll roll for you.
Alright, so Elric rolled a 15 plus 0, so Elric's sitting at a 15.
Alright.
Strong 13 right here.
I have a 10.
Gerbo!
What'd you get?
17 plus your initiative modifier.
Plus 1, 18 total.
Alright.
Norval got 18 plus 2, 20.
What? Damn.
Yeah.
I've got stab a motherfucker prepared.
You can't verify that these people are motherfuckers, in theory.
I feel like they are.
Give me just a second. I need to roll some initiative on my hand, on my side.
Okay.
For the bard?
Yeah, the bard rolled very poorly.
And the monsters.
The bard's down at 6, just so you know.
Wait, so we were busy arguing and then monsters came up on us?
Yeah, I guess.
I will explain in a moment.
That's hilarious.
I will throw out now that I do have javelins that I can throw.
I will throw out now that I don't have a weapon.
I have a raper.
What do you have?
I'm
sorry, what was it?
I have a raper.
There's an eye in that word.
A raper?
A very important eye.
I like how she's going with a French accent and then she pronounced that raper.
Raper.
Is she French or French Canadian?
Honestly, Ivana, I pictured Ivana Dick Jacker having like a Russian accent.
I sort of did too.
I felt like it was too
on the nose.
On the nose?
Yeah, it was too on the nose.
I gotcha.
John, what do we see coming towards us, pray tell?
Like, you don't really notice until you're surrounded. Well,
oh God.
As surrounded, as surrounded.
Really?
You were horrifically distracted with your inane banter, so...
I am half-elf. I mean, I have my special eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true, but your special eyes were focused on spreading your good word, so...
Dude, my special eyes were focused on shield bashing the shit out of fucking Ivana. Fucking blasphemer.
Anyway...
So what happens?
You're shitty god.
So you just look up from your various conversational threads, and you see around you four people with the bruised banana sigil that I had described earlier.
The Osteros.
Ostero, that is correct. And because you were so engrossed in your conversions and what have you, they're gonna get a surprise round.
Fuck.
Oh,
really?
Shit.
Can I roll a perception check against that?
Hold on. Do we have any sort of walking order established?
You were first because you said you left first.
And I think Lady Gigjacker and Molly were behind me.
And then Matt. Then
yeah, I definitely left last.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but wouldn't Matt?
But I did. I caught up to. No, his name is not Matt. His name is Norville.
It's Norville.
That's right.
Okay, so would Norville and Elric be right behind Gerbo?
I feel like we were at the back of the pack.
Yeah, I feel like they were a little further back. But they're kind of around you. Like, in front of you, you see just a weird-looking, kind of vaguely magical sort of creature. Person, like, you know, but he looks like he deals in the magics to a degree. And then sort of off to one side, there's a person who looks like they were trained in the banana alchemy. And then, and then at the rear, there are a couple of banana, like what you saw some of the banana guards. You didn't see any banana squires, but you know, they exist. And these look like kind of like they would. They're not as proficient, not as well trained.
So, fucking cannon fodder.
Maybe.
Or so they're minions. Longsword fodder.
Longsword fodder.
Do minions exist in 5e?
Minions do not exist in 5e.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Okay. Well, what do they do with their surprise round?
Okay, so the first squire number two is up first. So he's gonna just stroll on up to Josh and or fucking Elric. And apparently I'm going to be back and forth between real names and character names. Anyway, and he's like, you consort with the House Cameron. You must perish. And he takes a swing at you. What's your AC?
What'd you roll?
I haven't rolled yet, but I want
to
know.
Well, why don't you roll first, and then I'll tell you my AC.
I want to know.
He's the DM. He do what he says.
I'm writing everyone's AC down.
My AC is 18.
Okay, that is really good.
Yeah, it really is. Chainmail and a shield, motherfucker.
Dickjacker?
15.
Gerbo?
15.
Aaron?
14.
And Norville?
Check this out, guys. 12.
Ow!
Oh, shit. That might not be good for you, because you're also...
Dude, no. If Norville is at least slightly interested in the teachings of Hornalon, I will be all about protecting his ass.
Guys,
wait, what were you for?
All his spells are defensive.
The banana squire definitely hit you.
Hit who, Josh?
Josh, yeah.
Okay.
But
because it was 17 plus 4 there, so.
Ouch.
That'll do it.
Oh, damn. That's 9 damages.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
Seriously?
Is that possible?
He rolled really
well. He almost dropped me in one blow.
Fuck.
I have fucking 2 hit points.
Like, I don't want to heal you, but I also don't want you to die.
Okay, and. All right. The next is the banana mancer.
Oh dear!
And you see him pull a banana out of a pouch beside him and starts.
Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
He's happy to see this banana mancer.
And he starts chanting, and then he hurls the banana at. I guess it would be Gerbo.
Fuck.
And
okay, that'll be a spell, right? So I'll have to roll a save against it.
No. It's a hit. It's low level stuff, but okay. So it's a dex attack, or basically, or not a dex attack, an intelligence attack.
But, okay.
So he's gonna roll, and he did not hit you though. So the banana just goes whizzing past you, and as it is whizzing past you, you feel like just the cold emanating from it.
Uh huh.
But it hits the grass, explodes, and freezes the grass. So
score one for Gerbo.
And all right, and now Squire number one goes, and he's gonna go for the other guy in the back there. Unfortunately for
not Norville.
Norville, that is correct.
Oh,
because you happen to be Norville. You happen to be in the back.
Is Norville like Milhouse?
And, yeah, a little bit.
And he hit you, but he rolled minimum damage, so 3. And Elric took 1 shy of max damage, so that's how that worked out.
It was a rough hit, dude. Like, that brought me down to 2 hit points.
And
you have bananas.
I know. I'm gonna eat some fucking bananas.
And you're gonna have to chew through the peel to not use an action, but that's.
Oh, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
And the banana. The fallen banana alchemist also pulls out a
Wait,
banana.
So they all rolled better than us?
No, they get a surprise round.
Oh, because, right.
Because
oh,
you guys
shit.
Were...
Right.
You guys were all talking... Actually, the banana alchemist rolled fucking horrifically. And if not for this, he might not have gotten a chance to go at all. Anyway, but yeah, he is going to pull out a banana as well. He's going to hurl it in the direction of the dick jacker. And he missed. So you see a banana whiz past you, and you're not 100% sure what happened, but where it lands, the grass just appears to be wilting away.
Ooh la la.
So
what is it me now, I'm assuming?
It is actually going to be Norville, because he rocked his initiative.
But he went to the bathroom.
Okay, then we'll go ahead.
So let's just hang out and talk about potatoes.
Yeah.
As long as it's not your stupid corn.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Dick Jacker? Shut
what?
The fuck up.
You shut the fuck up.
No, I will not ever stop spreading the word of Cornelon, okay?
Tell your mother to stop spreading her word.
Look, can we not talk about my mother, all right?
Can she not open her legs all the time?
I don't know, actually. If you really must know.
Oh, bless your heart.
I don't know why I'm even dealing with a conversation with a fucking drow in the first place.
Norville is up, Matt.
Sub.
Norville, all right. Norville is going to move as far away as from the enemies as possible.
Are you taking a disengage action by chance?
Will that provoke an opportunity?
That's why I'm asking.
Oh.
You might just want to smack him with your staff.
Hey, Molly.
Yeah, they're at melee, aren't they?
Okay. First thing Norville needs to do then is...
High five.
Cast his mage armor.
That's probably a good move. that raised it by 3, correct?
I believe so. I was going to look it up real quick.
It's plus 3.
Okay. Plus 3 then. So that brings Norval's AC up to 15, which is a lot better. And, okay, I'm not sure how... Can I use a spell and a cantrip in the same turn?
Yeah, how do moves work? Is it like 4 where you get a major, minor?
No, you basically, unless you have like your very minor actions, it's move and an action. Like for the most part, other than like your very minor stuff, like quaffing a banana or whatever. Like you
gotcha.
Know. So the major armor is
your action.
I'm
about to fucking deep throat a banana, I'm just saying.
Okay, so that's going to be it then, right?
You could take a 5-foot step back. To avoid.
Is there any way I can shift behind Elric?
Like, he's diagonal to you, so I think, you could diagonally step backwards and do that. Yes.
Oh, I'd definitely do that then.
Okay.
And I'm going to say I got you, little buddy, even though I'm down to 10 points.
And now we're up to Gerbo in the initiative order.
Okay, I think what's going to happen is Gerbo is going to cast Minor Illusion on a spot between him and the Bananamancer.
Okay.
And what he's gonna, like, Minor Illusion, I'm going to use Silent Image. You create the image of an object, a creature, or some other visible phenomenon on a spot within range. Uh-huh. And range is 25 feet. What I'm going to do is create the image of a fire directly between me and him.
Okay.
And just to try to freak him out and hopefully prevent him from attack. Will that block his line of sight on me?
I feel like it would.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely do that. Okay. So, like, directly between me and the Bananamancer.
Okay.
Do I have to roll for that? Like, I really don't know.
I think so on an illusion. I think he just, I just do it. Yeah.
We agree, so I do it?
I feel like that's
that was the most, like, pity laugh I've ever heard, Josh.
No, I was just laughing because it was a Boffin joke.
Right. Yeah, it was a goof. I was making a goof.
This is probably good for
and
you.
And we agree, so we do that.
This probably works well, but Elric's next.
Oh, hold on. But as I do it, I'm going to cast, "You should know better than to bring on the wrath of Gerbo Namfoodle." And then fire. He's very dramatic.
If you can see through the fire, the Bananamancer is giving you a quizzical look, but you can't.
Okay, hold on. Can I, like, couple that with some sort of intimidate check to see if it scares him at all or
anything? Go ahead. Yeah, roll an intimidate. It'll be opposed, but yeah.
Okay, Josh.
What? Wait, you're rolling against me? Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Wrong, the Bananamancer.
13.
Minus 1, 12.
You appear to have intimidated him, so he,
yes.
He looks concerned.
Why is Gerbo winning all these charisma-based things? It's a minus one mod.
I feel like my dice are favoring you, and when I go to roll for myself, they're gonna be shit.
God, I love it.
On that subject, it's your turn.
Alright, so, I've got a guy next to me, right?
Yeah. And you can
I can minor action eat healing banana.
That is
right?
Correct. And then you can take
okay. So I'm gonna eat one of my bananas.
And that's 1d4 plus 2, right?
That is correct.
Alright, so 1d4 plus 2 is 3 plus 2, so 5.
Not bad.
It's better
so,
than
so. Yeah, so I'm back at 7 hit points. And then I'm going to swing on with just my longsword, which is a plus 3. What do I have near me? Or
you have Squire 1 is the one that took the swing at you. Or Squire
is that
correct.
The one that hit me for fucking 9?
That is correct.
I want to hit him. Yeah, all definitely. Right. 15 plus
that's
3.
That's already hit.
Okay, so it's 1d8. 3.
Is there no damage?
I don't know. Do I add my strength modifier to
it? You do add your strength, yes.
Okay, so plus 2, so 5 damage.
Okay,
do I add my proficiency?
No, just a hit.
Because I am trained in longswords.
Yeah, that just helps to hit.
Okay.
But he staggers back.
Oh, so I actually should be at a plus 4 to attack then, right? Because
yes.
With my proficiency? Okay.
Yes. But yeah, he staggers back, but he's still up. Although, actually, you said 5, right?
It was a 3 plus, strength modifiers,
okay. 2. Alright, I need to make a save. Because that's more than half of his hit points in one shot.
Okay.
He critically failed it, so although he's not, yeah, although that wasn't enough to kill him, he died from the shock.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I will say, Cornelon's blessings ring out.
You just ruined it, Josh. I was happy for you, and then had to go and ruin it.
The natural,
you should still be happy.
The natural one was not kind to him, so
yeah.
So yeah, that happened, and all right, now it's the Bananamancer's turn. He's pensively looking around. He's clearly a little bit concerned about this fire between him and Gerbo.
I should mention, though, that the fire, it's only an image. There is no heat. There is no noise from
it. Yeah, he doesn't know that.
Just for the record. Okay.
Yeah, you intimidated this guy with it. Okay. So.
Okay, he takes a few steps back, pulls out another banana, and throws it into the ground. And
just, like, at his feet?
Yes. You see an explosion, and in front of him, there are two very small anthropomorphic bananas.
Fuck.
God damn it. Oh, there's banana minions?
And, They won't act in this round, but now they're a barrier between him and everyone else.
Okay.
Dang.
Hey, are cantrips, are they like daily spells?
No, cantrips you can use all the time.
They're at will, level zero spells.
Grabbing another beer. That's
incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, I love it. So now we are to Dick Jacker.
Deck Jacka. Deck Jacka. Deck Jacka.
Like a French spin to it.
I've been practicing the French accent for Deck Jacker, and it's hard.
I'm so proud of you, though.
Still up.
So good.
Still up, you have the alchemist so off to hot. The side that you could get 2-in-1 turn and take a swing at. You could probably, like, attack one of the anthropomorphic bananas, or you could double back and go for the squire.
How far away are any of these guys?
You're
from
all
me?
Fairly compact because you were walking in a group and they kind of just circled around you. So you
well,
get
so the squire would be the closest, though, right?
To her, no,
you
she was
be like 10 feet behind her, right?
She was towards the front, right?
Well, correct. Yeah, but
like they were okay. Like oh. it's gonna be like in the 10 feetish range either way because the ranged people were kind of 10 feet off in a direction, whereas the squire's moved up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's not going to be that much different.
And so, continue.
Yeah, so you could take a shot at any of those creatures, those foes, if you will.
I'm going to go for the squire.
Okay.
I'll use my rapier.
Okay, so...
I will say that my accent was going to be between a French accent or a fabulous black woman.
Sassy black.
A sassy black
Lucy,
woman.
Lady Dick Jacker, sassy black woman.
Let's see a d20 roll. It's a rapier. You get your proficiency bonus and your dex bonus added to
okay.
that.
Hey, I'm so confused.
Your proficiency bonus is 2. I don't know what your dex bonus is.
I am
plus
not
four,
sure what it would be.
What's plus four?
Oh,
I know what it
dex mod?
Just kidding. Plus okay. 4.
All right, so plus six.
D20 plus 6.
So it would be a 20.
Oh,
I rolled a 4.
You most definitely hit.
Wait, okay. You guys aren't supposed to be rolling D20s. You're supposed to be rolling what
no.
you your to, hit thing is.
To hit, you roll a D20, and then
no, you don't.
What?
No, you do.
For, are you sure?
Every check is based on a D20. Like,
wait, then what?
Hold on.
The core.
Did you see that?
The core mechanic is roll a d20 plus a modifier, and then what?
Wait.
Tell him, Molly. You tell him.
No, I don't think you're right.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Feel free to prove me wrong, but I'm right.
Yeah. Okay. Go to page 20.
Page 20.
It has hit die. Isn't that hit die?
No, hit die. Yeah.
That's for resting.
Oh, just kidding. No.
Yeah,
it's for taking a rest.
Okay, so yeah, 1d20
points to get back.
Plus your
relevant
proficiency bonus plus whatever your relevant score is. In her case, she's using a finesse weapon.
Oh, I see.
Ivana, roll damage.
I'm going. 6.
That was 6 on the die, right?
Yeah, on the die.
Okay, and then you get plus 4 because your dex modifier and the finesse weapon. So it's a 10.
Correct. All right. Are you doing a flute?
So while that happens...
If it's a flute, it would be like this. This is like a clarinet or an oboe or something.
Okay. It is. Correct. Thank you.
Maybe an ocarina. How do you play ocarina? It doesn't matter.
Like this. It's almost like a harmonica. Right.
For fuck's sake, I'm trying to tell Ivana that she killed someone.
She killed Ivana?
The Deck Jacker killed
Lady
somebody.
Deck Jacker, my man.
My man.
Anyone who... Anyone who was paying attention just saw the rapier whip past and like cut right along the throat, and just blood starts pouring out. All right, Dick Jacker has gone, and now we are down to, it would be Aaron's turn.
Okay.
So the only two left are the Banana Mancer and the Banana Alchemist, right?
And you have the two anthropomorphic bananas right up now as well, but...
All right, so I missed the location part, but am I... So I would be probably be able to just do a melee then?
Yeah, you can walk to anything and within, like, 10 feet, take a swing.
Okay, couldn't I get past them and do a long-range thing or not, really?
Well, you're not in melee range with them, right?
What do you mean? Like, do you want to cast a spell or wait? You're
longbow.
You can shoot, yeah. You can shoot at any of them because like the anthropomorphic bananas are in front of the Banana Mancer, but they're not tall enough to.
Perfect.
Well, my fire wouldn't be blocking her line of sight, would it? That lasts for a minute.
Not necessarily, because she could we could just assume she's arranged in such a way that she's not in direct line of the fire.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm gonna shoot my longbow.
This is the advantage of the flexibility of not having a map.
Yes, I totally can shoot this person.
Alright, so you're going for the Banana Mancer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a d20. I believe it's plus dex for a bow, but I'm not 100% on that.
It is. So it's going to be 12 plus my proficiency, which is 2, which is 14, plus 2, which is my dex, which is 16.
Yeah.
And then I have also a plus 2 for range, which is 18.
You hit a while ago.
Nice.
Just kidding. Okay, right. So now I have to roll a d8.
Get it, Molly?
Yeah, roll some damages.
I made a 4 damage.
Is that plus your dex?
I don't know.
It should be. Did you add it?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Let me double check that, but...
I mean, that's how it was in 4E, I know.
Guys, welcome to 5E, am I right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm enjoying it so far.
All I see is 1D8 piercing, but I'm not quite sure... There it is. Add your dex modifier to your attack roll and your damage roll.
That's what I thought.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay. So it would be 4 plus 2? Yeah, 6.
Okay, cool. So the Banana Mancer staggers back a little bit, but he's still up.
Okay.
And now it's Frederick's turn, and you just start hearing some dramatic keys playing.
I love Frederick Allium so much.
And because of the dramatic keys that you hear playing, for until 5 turns after he's done playing, you're going to get an extra d4 of damage when you attack.
Wow.
It's also nice. It's also too bad that he rolled a fucking 6 for his initiative, or you might have been able to benefit from that earlier. But that's the thing now. And miraculously enough, the Banana Alchemist, who rolled worse than that 6, now he gets to go again. So he pulls out another banana, and he is going to hurl that in the direction of Dick Jacker again, just because I'm focusing on the one target. That's just sort of how that worked. That's probably going to be a hit. Yeah, that's definitely a hit. Okay, so you feel the banana smack against you, and then you start to feel an electric charge against your face. but it only does 2 damages, so... Alright, so we're back to top of initiative order, so we're back to Norval.
Hey, Norval, top of the order, alright.
Okay, so there's still the Banana Alchemist.
Yeah, first time that's ever happened.
There's still the Banana Alchemist.
Absolutely.
There's still the Banana Mancer, although he's taking damage, and then the 2 anthropomorphic bananas.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me answer that question.
Are they all within a 15-foot cube of me?
I'm going to say yes.
All right. Norval is definitely going to Thunderwave then.
Nice.
And how does Thunderwave just hit hostile creatures, or does it hit everyone?
Oh, it hits everyone, yeah.
Oh, that's going to hit. That's going to hit Molly and Ivana, I think. If you're aiming towards them, right?
If he is building...
See, Norval is panicking, and he just wants to get everybody, all the bad guys, away from him.
If he's building this cube to encompass everyone, I'm pretty sure everyone's going to get hit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's going through with this. Sorry, guys.
Let's see. I don't want you to like Norville.
Are you,
He's not hitting
me. Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from you must make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Okay. I think I might have advantage.
And I assume the constitution saving throw is for half damage, right?
On a miss, I do half damage, and people aren't pushed.
So you're getting hit no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your DC should be 8 plus
whatever your modifier is for.
Plus your proficiency bonus plus your modifier. So
right. So that should
so
be.
I'm so confused about this.
That's why John's here, Ivana.
Yay!
So
my spell attack is 5. So I just add plus 5 to my d20 roll, right?
You don't need to roll a d20. You just roll damage.
Yeah.
We're making saves.
Okay, gotcha.
But your what's your modifier for your
5?
Your intelligence. What's your
plus 3 intelligence and plus 2 proficiency bonus.
So we're making a DC 13 save to try and avoid this. And you said constitution, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Fuck.
Go ahead and roll damages.
So my proficiency is in constitution, so it's plus 2?
Yes.
Okay.
So you'll get a D20 plus 2 plus your comp mod.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Okay,
wait,
so...
Huh? Oh, okay.
Yours will just be d20 plus your con mod, Ivana.
So I do,
I rolled a 2, so it doesn't matter.
So you failed. Does someone want to be super cool and roll for me?
I gotcha. Oh, failed you on that one. 5.
Fuck. Yeah, that's just a 9 total for me, so I get hit.
Okay, so, who made their saves?
Did anyone?
Nope.
Sounds like no one.
You know who made their saves?
Both of them.
Are you kidding me?
The Banana Mancer and the Alchemist made their saves.
Fucking Norville.
Although neither...
What the fuck, Norville?
Neither of the anthropomorphic bananas made their saves, so they're probably going to die.
Oh, good, good.
What's the damage on it?
10.
Okay, so...
What?
Oh, wait.
Oh,
I'm dead.
You just fucking killed two of our party!
Gosh, aren't you dead too?
No, I wasn't involved in that.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was not involved in that.
Was Josh involved in it?
I believe everyone was. Like,
I didn't roll against it then. I didn't roll against it.
I'm dead.
What am I trying to beat? What am I trying to beat?
13 on Constitution.
Fuck. Okay. So.
Oh my god.
Constitution is one of my saves. So.
You just get a TP guy.
Wait. Since I'm Constitution is one of my saves, do I get advantage or?
You get proficiency bonus.
Just proficiency bonus. Yeah. Okay. So I'm at
obviously plus, you're con.
Plus 3. Okay. Ooh.
So
I gotta roll a 10 or better, right? 10
yes,
or better.
Yeah. Yes.
I fucking crit.
All
right.
Did that like save the rest of
one
us?
One person
in critting?
Is alive.
Okay,
wait, I'm alive too. I just have 1 hit point.
Since I crit, can I negate all damage? Since I crit,
I'm gonna say why the fuck not? Because he just normally I wouldn't, but he kind of just downed fucking. Oh,
10 damage.
I had my shield. I was shielded not only with my shield but with my faith. Okay.
Oh, and Frederick. Frederick made his save.
Of course he did.
I forgot about him. Has he done anything?
He played, and next time you attack, you're going to get a bonus
d4
damage.
Oh my god, hold on. Does that count for him?
Oh.
Did Norval get a plus 1d4 on that attack he just made against us?
No, he didn't.
Matt's just fucking laughing.
Let's go ahead and say no. He's done enough damage.
No, you are not making friends. I'm getting why people don't like you.
You didn't know what to do. You wanted to push everyone away from him.
Totally understood.
So what happened?
The two anthropomorphic bananas explode.
I don't care about that.
Can we just say that I look really cool when I deflected it with my shield? Tell everyone how cool I looked.
Hold on, Banana Alchemist.
I hate you so much, Josh.
Okay, Banana Alchemist made his save not to die of shock because he lost more than half of his hit points with the five. The Banana Mancer is looking worse for wear, but he's still up. And but all of Dick Jacker and Gerbo both just fall to the ground.
And Aaron, didn't she?
Wait, I haven't gone to zero yet.
Aaron has one HP. She's up.
Okay.
Luckily for me, both Dick Jacker and Gerbo are people I could seriously care less about.
Aaron, can you roll a d20 for me, though?
Is that like a...
See if the shock kills you.
Add a con.
Okay. Come on! Oh, crit, 20.
Nice.
So fine.
Okay, all right, you're good.
Fuck. Okay, so how does death work in 5e?
You're going to have to make death every saving round. Throws.
Okay.
You need to get to three successes before three fails.
Oh, so it's fairly similar to fourth.
Yeah, but if you roll a one, you get two fails.
And if you roll a 20, you get two successes.
No, if you roll a 20, you're automatically up.
Oh, is it three? Okay.
Yeah, if you roll a 20, you're automatically up with, I don't remember. I just read it, but I want to say one hit point.
Do you remember what the DC is? Because I feel like it's...
Probably
it's 10. Above 10, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's 10.
Wait, and it's higher than 10?
No, I
think DC it's 10. 10 DC 10. Okay.
And you get your con, right?
Yeah. No, I think it's just DC 10. It's a straight... It's in the hand of fate, as described by the book.
Okay.
That means it's just DC 10, straight up. If you hit 10, it's a save. Less, it's a fail. So technically, the odds are in your favor.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, because 10 through 20, that's a very, very...
Yeah, so it's a 55 chance to pass.
Okay. Okay, so now we are to...
I mean, admittedly, I could force feed bananas down motherfuckers' throats, but...
Someone roll a d20 for Gerbo.
I got it. Thanks, you want me to do it?
Do it. Go for it.
All right, here it comes.
Shit.
Six.
Oh, okay, you could go. Forrest could go into roll 20 and roll if you want.
It's not open because John doesn't have a campaign open right now.
But you can still go in. Yeah.
I can.
Well, you can find a die simulator for one, but. I mean, I'm in roll 20 right now.
Oh, yeah, it's working for me now. Okay. It didn't work when I tried to open it up earlier.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to let him roll then just because I don't want you guys to die.
I rolled a six, so...
I talked to the game.
E.T.
Hey, All right.
That's one save.
Yes, exactly.
One save.
Okay, and now we're to Elric.
All right.
Save?
So
it's not your initiative order yet. You'll save when you get there.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to do this. Is anyone near me?
You could get to the Banana Mancer or the Alchemist. The Alchemist is he looks like he's about to collapse.
What does lay on hands count? Is that like a standard action?
I believe so. Well, actually,
okay.
I'm not 100% on that. Someone double check that for me, just in case I'm wrong. Because if it's a minor...
What? Lay on hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. In 4E, it was a minor. So
yeah,
that's
if it's
just...
a minor, go for it.
Paladin. Lay on hands. As an action, you can touch a creature.
It sounds like standard action.
Yeah, I think so.
But as an
action... Oh, sorry, there it is. You can restore a total number of hit points equal to your paladin level times 5. Yeah, it doesn't...
Right, no... Okay, so as an action is what it says. Yeah. So I would assume that's like what
standard,
I can do for the round.
I think you'd be better served just to kill something, honestly.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Like, I can also ingest a banana again, right? Well,
that is true.
I'm at seven hit points. I think I'll hold off. I like that 7 hit points a point where I should hold off in this edition.
I hate this edition. I hate it.
Yeah.
We almost got a TPK because of fucking Norza.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was
The Banana Mancer is pretty bad off, right?
The Banana Mancer is
no.
The Alchemist
should be worse.
He's
right?
Not great, but the Alchemist looks like he's about.
Oh, the Alchemist.
Drop.
Okay, I want to try and smash the fucking Alchemist. Though.
Okay. So I would say that the Banana Mancer, just observing what they've done, the Banana Mancer appears to be a bigger threat.
Yes. I'd prefer to get it down to one person.
I'm with you. Gotcha.
Oh, Josh, maybe you should ask him what his name is first.
Yeah, what street do you live on? So I'm going to try and smash him with my longsword. Plus four. I crit.
All right.
I shit you not.
You don't need, you can go ahead and calculate the damage, but you don't need the damage.
It's 8 plus my modifier, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
So 8 plus strength mod, 2. Uh-huh.
You just, the fucking head rips off with the sword.
Nice.
Yeah. Also,
yeah, I felt the power of Cornelon.
All right, so now it's the Banana Mancer's turn. Okay, and he is going to... He's sort of taking a look at what's going on, and he's gonna pull out a banana and whip it towards Norval.
Is he going to whip it good?
Stop. That's worse. I will sing bitch again if you...
Really, really, Meredith Brooks is not better than Devo, okay?
Really?
So I just decapitated this motherfucker.
Yes, that guy, he had 2 hit points left when you did that, so...
Yeah, so overkill a little bit.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Overkill.
I guess I should have...
Fuck you, Norville.
But anyway, the banana whizzes past Norville and then sets the grass on fire behind him.
Damn straight.
Because apparently...
That's not a good thing.
Why can't it be gay?
Damn gay.
All right, so now I need a save from Dick Jacker.
Sorry, it's just your name. It was hilarious to me.
It's a good name.
Because I'm a child.
5.
Okay, so I'm
credited with that name. I was the one that threw out the Dick Jacker.
Now it's Aaron's turn.
All right, so...
You can, as a minor, you can cough a banana.
Just put it down your throat. Put the banana down your throat. Shove it right down your
throat. Just put it in your mouth.
Your motherfucking mouth.
And it's a D4, you said? Plus 2?
Plus 2, yeah. A little inside D&D, that was basically half the value of a normal healing potion for half the cost.
Nice.
Awesome.
Wait, so a regular healing potion would have healed us more?
A regular healing potion would have also cost you 50 gold.
Oh, okay.
And
these ones we got at 11 gold because
some kind of barter. Shit.
Whoa, I got mine for free.
Was able to barter with
Tobias.
Yeah. All right, so I'm at 6 right now.
Nice.
And I want to hit the next person.
It's the Banana Mancer. It's the only one.
Yes, indeed.
What are you going to do? Longbow attack again? Or
yes, I am. I just realized that I could also do I have a light crossbow too, so I could also do that. But the longbow's out, so I'll just...
Why do you have 2 ranged weapons?
Just because that's what fighters have? I don't know, I'm not sure.
What if she doesn't want to use that one day?
Yeah,
maybe she's feeling the crossbow more.
I have 4 weapons.
I believe it's slower to reload a crossbow than it is just...
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It takes an action to reload it.
Yeah. Like, if you can use...
Well, what if she runs out of arrows?
Or she could just throw the bow.
You guys are such nerds.
You're a nerd, man.
You're the worst kind of nerds.
You are playing...
Said the guy that has the Elder Wand.
Oh, he does have you there.
What's wrong with having the Elder Wand?
He called us nerds.
I mean, he's right.
It was a compliment.
He's not wrong.
So, 22.
Oh, that hits by a boss.
Whoa.
All right.
What? How?
Because I had a 15, and then I have a 2 proficiency, and then I just realized I had a 3 dex. And a nice. 2+2 for range, so. I am a fighter. That's like my
thing. Wait, +2 for range? Attacking at range just gives
you
a +2?
You can take, things that help. Like, you get to pick a specific thing that makes you better at something.
Well, that's some bullshit.
That's great.
And my thing is range.
It's ways to make fighters play differently from each other, which is nice. The banana mancer rolls to the ground. And the sack drops and you just see bananas spill out. Close inspection of them. They're just his physical component for casting his spells.
Oh, they're just normal bananas.
Can I take one of those bananas and just like stuff it down his throat?
You could.
Not my. Wait, mine.
I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to desecrate his corpse.
Do you want to search these guys?
Yeah, I do, but I also want to desecrate his corpse.
Dead first?
I'm just saying there might be.
I have a healing kit. I'm a healer. I'll fucking pick out this goddamn fucking gnome. I'm trained in healer kit. I don't need a roll on it, by the way.
No one's going around saying he's very sorry and trying to help people up and all that.
I'm not even going to look at Norville. Like, I'm pissed at Norville.
Guys, sorry about that. I got a little scared there, and I was just trying to get him away from me, and it kind of hit everybody.
Norville!
Okay. Is Gerba, not dead now?
Yeah, because a priest of Cornelon fucking healed you.
I don't.
What about me? Am I still dead?
No, he's
I also heal you.
What does that bring us to?
Probably
I think
one.
It just brings you to blood.
Okay. If Norville tries to touch Gerbo, Gerbo will screech at him, "You dare touch the mighty Gerbo Namfoodle after your indiscretion!" And
he was reaching, trying to hold him up, and he's like,
"And when he screams at Norville, I'll say, yeah, you know, a thank you, you know, might be nice for having fucking just saved your life."
But yeah,
hold on, I just really quick cast Healing Word on myself?
You might be better served just to take a short rest.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll expend my hit. Well, is that the way it works? You expend your hit die on a short rest?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
I'm gonna do that.
When does it come back then? The hit die.
I think after
after an extended rest.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah,
I read it wrong. I thought you could only use them during extended rest.
So really, if I need 6 hit points,
I rolled a 3, so I'm at 10 out of 11.
Did you add your con?
I'm at 4 out of 10.
Oh, no. So I'm at 11 out of 11.
You add your con.
Oh.
What the hell?
So this is a D10.
I'm at full.
Norval rolled a 5, so he's back at full health.
I'm gonna search these motherfuckers.
Okay, who are you gonna search first?
The banana mancer.
Okay. No,
I want to search.
Elric got there first. Gerbo is still recovering.
That actually makes sense. The funny thing about the banana mancer, aside from his robes and such, all he really had was that bag of.
I imagine they're yellow and brown. His robes.
Yeah. All he had was that bag of bananas, which appear to, by all accounts, be regular bananas.
What else we got? We got an alchemist to search
the alchemist.
Yes. The alchemist you are going to find, well, he has a dagger. He has his regular clothing. He has
mundane dagger.
Yes, yes. He has 2 healing bananas.
I will take the healing bananas.
And he has 2 other bananas. Which, if you were paying attention to what happened to the grass when he missed you guys... Well, actually, that's not true. Ivana recognizes the one that hit her in the face. There's a shock banana, which, if you hurl it, you're making a dex-based attack. And it just does a d6 of lightning damage.
Okay.
And then the other one, if you remember when he missed with that one, it wilted away the grass.
The fire one?
No. The fire was a spell the banana mancer cast. But the
cold banana he threw at me?
The cold banana was also the banana mancer.
Oh, my bad.
But it wilted the grass away. So basically what it does is if it hits you, you take 2 poison damage, and then an ongoing 1 poison damage every other turn until you make a save, but the DC is only 7.
Still not bad.
Yeah. Okay, and Gerbo was the one who found all these, right?
If you were the one that was searching the alchemist, then yes, definitely.
I was. So I will take the 2 healing bananas. Yeah, I'll leave everything else.
Is anyone searching the squires?
Wait, did he have any money?
Squires too.
I'm searching everybody.
Yeah.
And everything. I'm taking their fucking shoes and socks off.
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm thoroughly investigating.
Their weapons were the weird sort of alchemized, large, sharpened bananas that effectively they're just like large long swords.
Long swords.
Yeah.
They're no better than a regular long
sword.
No, they're
not.
Banana swords?
Yes. But you might be able to get some money for them if you brought them into town to sell.
Yeah, did,
I will take them.
The alchemist have any money on him?
You find, like, I was just going to do the gold collectively. You find, like, a total of, like, maybe. I actually didn't plan gold, so I'm winging it now. We're going to say 23 gold and 11 silver collectively between all of them.
Okay. That's math. Someone calculate that between, what, six people, including the bard?
You don't need to give the bard any of that.
All right, so I'm going to say that we each get 2 gold and Lady Dick Jacker.
That's less than me.
Yeah, I would use my sleight of hand to grab more gold.
Roll it up.
It comes out
that,
to about...
I will roll a perception check against that.
Each one.
What are we going to do with that extra gold anyway?
Fuck yeah, 21.
21?
Yeah.
I do get advantage. Oh, she gets disadvantage. Oh, wait, never mind.
No,
she's not making a perception.
Not on sleight of hand.
I lied.
Suck it.
Shit.
Dumbass. All right.
So I'm rolling with
I'm feeling the love over here. Yeah.
Plus 4. I rolled a 2.
Okay, you get advantage, though, so don't you roll twice?
Yeah, he gets a second
Oh,
roll.
You're right. I rolled a 2 again!
that's some slim odds there. So she manages to pocket some gold without anyone noticing.
How much of the 23 does she take?
Given how colossally he failed that check, I'm going to say 15.
Well, then I feel like everyone else should be making perception checks against it.
That depends on if everyone else is suspicious or not. You saw
I wouldn't. I don't
She's
think
a drow.
Whoa. What's that supposed to mean?
You're a drow. It should be pretty fucking evident what I'm saying.
Gerba wouldn't notice, so I'm not going to roll a perception check.
All right.
Norval is not suspicious.
I'm not a normal drow.
Right. So,
yeah.
Do the rest of us just want to take, like, 2 gold apiece? I mean...
Norval is happy with it.
Wait,
he gets 2 gold.
What's my perception is it is modified by
wisdom.
Wisdom.
And
oh shit! I nat 20 to that.
Oh, nice.
Shit. Mommy saw
you.
All of that.
All right, so now your reaction determines what happens. So
yeah, right. Are you going to try to split
this,
it with her?
This
or?
Is how I would like to do it. I would like to. Kind of, okay, so we're probably, I would like to have us keep walking. How much silver was there?
11.
11 silver and 11 gold?
23 gold, 11 silver.
23 gold. Okay, so I would like to let Lady Dick Checker know that I noticed her shit, but I'm okay with her pocketing the extra... 3 silver and 1 gold as long as she splits the rest.
She's pocketing, like, 15 gold.
Yeah, I'm
I know.
15.
No, not that
that's,
much.
She's trying to stop her.
That's unacceptable.
What's your alignment?
I'm lawful good.
She's trying to pocket 15.
Wait, no, that's not acceptable.
So 4 gold, 8 silver.
I was going to say, if you want to do the conversion, yeah, 4 gold, 8 silver. And I'm.
Then shit, yeah, everyone's splitting it evenly.
Well, and if she's going to call attention to it, I'm going to be like, what the fuck, bitch?
So is that going
to
be like a persuasion roll? Or
is she calling attention to it?
Yeah, I feel like once you're caught...
She's lawful good.
Yeah.
She's calling attention to it.
That's kind of just the deal with lawful good.
Okay, so...
What the fuck, Ivana? You're trying to fucking skimp us? Like, you're trying to steal from us?
No, of course not, Monsieur. I'm sorry.
I really feel like your math skills can't be that bad that you think that what you took was the right amount.
I just thought that you needed help carrying your gold, Monsieur.
No. You want to roll a performance check against that?
Persuasion.
Yeah, that would probably be persuasion, I would think.
Rogue's expertise, my persuasion bonus on some things.
That's bullshit. All right, roll your stupid performance.
19. 19.
Oh.
Like, rolled a 10 plus 9.
So, what am I rolling? Insight?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trained in insight. Does that give me advantage, or...?
It just gives you your plus 2, in addition to your modifier. Okay.
Yeah, just
so I'm at a plus 4. Yeah. So essentially, I have to roll a 16 or higher.
Yes. Or a 15 would be a push, and you'd be like, eh.
Okay. 9.
Fuck.
Nah. So I'm like, okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah! So me trying to convince everyone to be on my side, I'm like, I'm so sorry. You know, you're right. So
you still got to split the gold, though.
I split some gold, but with my sleight of hand, which I will roll, I try
Jesus
and keep
fucking Christ.
I'm making a perception roll. Check against it, then.
I'm going to assist on that perception check.
Never-ending circle check.
I'm going to assist on that perception.
What's your sleight of hand roll?
My sleight of hand is plus 6.
Okay, well, what'd you roll?
I haven't rolled it yet.
Well, roll it.
Josh, I assist you, so.
22!
Damn!
I assist 16. If you roll, so.
So I have to roll an 18 to tie.
I think that might be assist to get plus 2.
All right, yeah, plus 2. Fucking dickjacker. Keen senses gives me advantage.
Hold on, would Molly or Matt be assisting as well?
I'm not positive that Norval knows that any of this has happened, really.
Yeah, Norval's just concerned that, like, everybody hates him right now.
Aww.
God, I really want to love Norval, but I'm
right,
so mad
right.
about that.
So I'm shooting for a 16 or better, right?
You okay, that's like a 25% chance.
Down.
Yeah. Odds are kind of
that was awesome. I love that.
Fucking 18 on the first roll. Suck a dick. I saw it.
So now Jack, can we just end this and say it gets split evenly?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever the DM says.
What was it? 4 gold or 8 silver each?
Yeah.
That took a really long time because Ivana's a bitch.
Okay.
It was fun though.
Okay, before anything else happens, they also have leather armor and shields.
I don't need that shit.
Mundane versions of both.
You know what? I'll grab a set of leather armor. I can just sell it. John. Okay.
That's me.
I have a brewery's kit, and I am proficient with it. Can I take these bananas and make alcohol out of them?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
You can make alcohol out of almost any
You mean the bananas that the Bananamancer had, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. They were starting to spoil anyway, so it is a bag of 14 bananas. He left the shock and the poison banana on the...
As well as a dagger.
I'm taking those.
Yeah, I'm not interested in those.
I'm taking them.
And
so I get a shock and a what?
And a poison.
Poison.
We could so use that to assassinate someone.
They'd have to be pretty weak.
Yeah.
Or get
don't use your logic here.
Like an old man.
I wanted to introduce the concept of ongoing damage to you guys without it being super fucking dangerous.
Well, one dude already hit me for 9.
Yeah.
You're good night, Ivana.
He rolled
like
really
a squire. Well.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't it a squire?
Yes.
That hit me for 9.
Yeah.
A fucking squire.
Which is less than Norville hit the party.
See, that's the thing that's shitty about like being charisma based is that that's not my physical attack stat.
I was gonna say that sucks a little bit that your strength isn't higher.
Yeah. Once I start getting spells, though, it'll work out.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, do we, like, you guys... Okay, look, like, we're not looking great, right?
I'm at
probably,
60%.
We could probably, I mean, I'm fine, because I'm a paladin of Cornelon.
Norval's doing okay.
I'm okay, too.
You guys are okay to continue on?
I mean, I'm not about to die.
Frederick is at 7 of 9, so he's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares about Frederick?
I'm at full hit points.
He can get you a D4 of damage, you twat.
But he didn't.
What's my HP right now? Because he used the healing hands on me. Or healing touch or whatever.
It's 1, but we did a short rest, so you'd also roll your hit die plus con.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's a D8 plus your con.
Okay.
Probably.
What's my 5.
What's your con?
Zero.
Oh, never mind then. All right.
So let's see. You said one when I.
Yeah.
So you have six now.
So I have six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that out of?
Out of eight.
Ah, gotcha. That's not bad. Although, well, eight is bad, but six out of the eight isn't bad.
Oh, okay.
I did some blogging about Next when I was researching it, and I was noticing the monster math is a lot different, too, where it's like...
He did the monster math.
Yes. Where, like,
it was
you know,
a graveyard smash.
You could, like...
He did the math.
In Next, you had, like, you almost never had monsters that had, like, more than, like, 200 to 300 hit points. And in 4E, you'd have monsters that fucking cracked 1,000. And it's just, like, the only reason our combat took a long time is because we got super fucking tangent heavy. But,
yeah,
I don't know what you're
but regardless, without a map, it still worked out fine.
Yeah, I liked it, actually. Yes.
Like, all we had to do was be like, hey, John, am I close to, I close to? What's happening?
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, you're next to this guy. And I was like, I'm going to smash him with my sword.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, I liked how that worked, too.
It was fine.
It was still only like two rounds, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was short.
The amount of time that got spent talking about just random things made the combat... Like, it was fun and it was amusing, but the combat definitely took a little longer than I thought it would, because I thought the tangents would slow in combat, and they didn't at all.
No. That's not how we roll.
Thanks for listening to the Dire Weasels podcast. You can contact us at our email address, direweasels@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. Collectively, we are at Dire Weasels. I'm John Vinrick, and you can find me at Absurdus Kobold.
I'm Josh Slider, and you can find me at Josh Slider.
I'm Ivana Sarmiento, and you can find me on Twitter at Arcane Vice.
I'm Matt Hankins, and you can find me on Twitter at ChalupaBatman27.
I'm Forrest, and you can find me on Twitter at Walk6070.
I'm Molly McBride, and you can find me on Twitter at Eskimo9.
Again, thanks for listening, and we will see you all next week.
I'm so surprised that you can read sometimes.
Huh.
Right?
I'm surprised that no one has broke your neck sometimes.
I think that was stupid.
I'm just saying that right now I want to break your neck, and
I would like to see you fucking try.
What are you, like 5'2"?
Yes, that face said yes.
12.
Facial hair.
Yeah, it's because you're 12.
Yeah, I was.
I'm 19.
When I was your age, I barely got a goatee.
When I was your age.
Fuck off.
Fucking Marty.
I was just a little scared.
Oh, young little child. No.
Wanna choke a bitch out right now.
How many beers have you had?
Not enough to tolerate your bullshit, evidently.
Who likes paying for shit?
I would never pay for shit because it's shit and I can make that with my butthole.
With your is that how you make shit?
Yeah, though? Yeah, that is how I personally shit. I don't know about you guys.
I'm pretty sure it comes out when you open your mouth too.
I like when they do a like harmonic synchronization.
You like the Spice Girls.
No.
So you like the Spice Girls. That's what I'm getting from this.
I watched Spice World the other week.
Wait, why?
I was at a friend's house, and it was 1:30 in the morning.
And then you sucked his dick, and then you watched Spice World.
No, I decided on a movie to watch, and she was like, well, I have Spice World on DVD. Fuck no was my immediate response, but then I thought about it, and I'm like, wait, what the fuck is Spice World? So, of course, I had to watch it, but then I fell asleep.
Of course.
I mean, there are aliens in that movie.
You don't have to watch it.
The Spice Girls meet aliens. And Posh Spice wakes a boy out of a coma.
I feel like
Posh Spice running around, and she's kind of hot. Posh Spice seems like way too bitchy. Like, she would not.
Yeah,
like,
she's really high maintenance.
She would literally put on a latex glove to touch your penis.
No, she kissed that little boy out of the coma, though, Ivana. How do you
no one talks about
Yeah, mind you, growing up as a kid with the curly ass hair, I was always Scary Spice.
Like, okay, yeah, yeah.
What do you mean you were always Scary Spice?
Did you go in there hanging out?
At that point, we all like sang and danced to Spice Girls, and each one of us was a Spice Girl, and I always had to be Scary Spice. Like,
oh, that's adorable.
When I was a kid, I pretended to be a ninja.
That's racist.
Super racist.
The music used in the Dire Weasels podcast is Lad Quig Jig by Lad Quig. It is available under a Creative Commons license. For more information, feel free to email us direweasels@gmail.com.